Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Foresight, and I'm your host, Mahdi. Please stay with us. Today's great tip: what are the secrets of the holy month of Ramadan, and what do we do to really take full advantage of this holy month of Ramadan? So, dear listeners, we're talking about the holy month of Ramadan and how we can really take full advantage of this beautiful and divine month. The Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him, says in his welcome to the holy month of Ramadan, he says, "O people, the month of Allah has come with His mercies and blessings. This is the month that is the best of all months in the eyes of Allah." Allahu Akbar. In such a beautiful manner, in such an esteemed manner, the Holy Prophet Muhammad, the Messenger of Islam, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household, invites the believers to realize that this holy month of Ramadan is no simple month. Rather, it is the month that is the best of all months in the eyes of Allah, and it comes with the mercy and the blessing and the forgiveness of Allah Himself. One of the things, dear friends, that we must pay attention to in this holy month of Ramadan is the fact that we should ask for forgiveness from Allah. Meaning, we should do istighfar. Istighfar meaning asking for forgiveness, repentance, turning back towards Allah. Despite the sins and the disobedience and the mistakes and the errors that we have committed, in this holy month we decide to turn back from all of these evil things that we have done, whether willingly or unwillingly, voluntarily or involuntarily, knowing or unknowingly. We have decided in this month, and we decide in this holy month of Ramadan, to do istighfar, to ask for forgiveness. In this regards, the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings upon him, says, "O people, you have made your conscience the slave of your desires. Make it free by invoking Allah for forgiveness. Your back is breaking under the heavy load of your sins. So prostrate yourself before Allah for long intervals and make this heavy load lighter." Allahu Akbar, God is great, God is merciful. My dear friends, here the Holy Prophet is telling us that we must free ourselves from these sins. We should ask Allah for forgiveness in this holy month, and we should make sure to make this heavy load of sins in this month lighter by asking for forgiveness and by prostrating ourselves, by doing sujood for long intervals in this holy month of Ramadan.
Ya Allah, Ya Allah.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Asad Jafari.
Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We glorify Him. All praise is always due to Him for this gift of the month of Ramadan and this unique month this year, the month of isolation and the seclusion and our normal community routine that a lot of us have been used to for many, many years is no longer here this year. But there is a silver lining to this pandemic, and there is a path to be carved back to Allah, no doubt. And part of that is that this is a golden opportunity for us to build together as a family unit, strengthen our marriages, bond with our children, look after our parents, et cetera, in this month of Allah. When something like a pandemic happens, it hits the entire global village like it is right now, where the entire world is now halted, stopped, literally in their homes, then one is bound to ask, where is God in all this? And the question is a beautiful one that requires a very delicate answer. One way to approach this is that, let's say, for example, this is from God. Okay? Now, if it's from God himself, if God is the one that created the pandemic and spread it and kind of jolted us and caused us, let's say, to lose our jobs and to be at home and to all this stress of having the kids and homeschooling them and still maintaining your job, et cetera, people being laid off, you know, their spirituality suffering because they're not actually inside the masjid, then know that the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala operates, and this is part of his language now, is that he does ask us to go through temporary discomfort for a long-term gain. We have to kind of break this mold that we have. Maybe I have it. I don't know if all of you have. I have it maybe. That if I'm uncomfortable, it's wrong. If I'm comfortable, it's right. If it feels good, it must be good. If it feels bad, it must be bad. And the Quran very openly says, وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. It could be that you despise something, but it's good for you. وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌ لَكُمْ. It could be that you love something, you adore it, but it's detrimental for you. So the feeling of good or bad, this one and zero, this binary off or on switch, if it feels good, it's good. If it feels bad, it's bad. We have to break that mold. Because part of that adds to our anxiety and stress. That this doesn't feel right, and so I don't feel good about this, so it must be bad. So the bad, of course, invokes my stress and instigates my anxiety, and my BP rises, and my heart starts to beat. I start to get sweaty, and I just can't, quiet, all from a feeling of bad. It doesn't look good, right? Sometimes Allah says you can be uncomfortable, and that discomfort be good for you, because that discomfort is always temporary. This pandemic will end. We'll get back to a new normal, whatever that normal looks like. Once again, our front door will open. Our schools will reopen. Our businesses will reopen, et cetera, et cetera. Our masjids and our centers will reopen. What is more important is to understand the language of God. And sometimes God speaks to us through these very pandemics. Sometimes he speaks to us through these very pandemics. Sometimes he speaks to you through your divorce. Sometimes he speaks to you through your miscarriage. Sometimes he speaks to you through your cancer diagnosis. That's his language sometimes. And if we're able to pick up these things as life carries forward, then all we do all day long is talk to God. All we do all day long is hear God. So the question is, you know, is this from Shaitan, for example, that oftentimes we're asked? That's a question that doesn't exist in your world, because no matter what happens, there's always a silver lining back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a matter of us understanding his language. And sometimes we can understand what he wants us to do by the very hardship he places in front of us. And sometimes, you know, he's talking to us through the very anxiety that we feel right now. Sometimes his language is our stress, if that makes sense to you. So yeah, literally as our BP is going up and as our heart is racing, as we are sweating and getting warm, that's Allah communicating with us. But Sayyid, it feels so wrong. It should be a sense of serenity. It should, and it will, once we get past that learning curve. Because there have been far too many examples of individuals, great, infallible individuals, who have felt stress, have felt emotion, felt grief, felt anger, felt resentment, all those tools of mental health that exist today, and yet they never lost sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, they found Allah in that very stress that they were going through. We ask you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, accept our qaleel ibadat, inshallah. We ask you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to accept our du'as, forgive our sins, allow us to benefit from this new month of Ramadan. And finally, Allah, we ask you to protect us from any bala or any virus of the body and the soul. Grant shifa for all those who are sick right now, be it our equals in humanity or our brothers in faith. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
يا حنان يا منان يا ذا الجود والإحسان ثبت قلبي على الإيمان نرجو عفوك والغفران
اللهم اجعلنا من عتقاء شهر رمضان
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's the holy month of Ramadan, and we were talking about some spiritual blessings of the holy month of Ramadan. One of the things which we said was that we have to make sure to ask for forgiveness from Allah for our mistakes and our errors committed in the past during this holy month of Ramadan, this month in which the Holy Prophet says, comes with the mercy, the forgiveness, and the blessings of Allah, and as the Holy Prophet says, is the month that is the best of all months in the eyes of Allah. One of the practical things that we should do, and we need to do, and we need to keep in mind in this holy month of Ramadan is as follows. The Holy Prophet Muhammad, the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household, says, when you are fasting, you should not speak ill of anybody, nor should you be rough and noisy. The Holy Prophet says, if anyone speaks ill of you or tries to pick a quarrel or a fight with you, don't respond to them, but rather say to them that you are fasting. Very beautiful statement here by the Holy Prophet, and a very practical thing that we can all do. And I'm sure, you know, some of us had this happen to us, right? You are fasting, it's a long day, you feel the pains of hunger and thirst, you feel the physical and spiritual pressures of fasting, of remaining hungry, of remaining thirsty during the day. And so, you know, we get a little bit grumpy, we get grouchy, we start to speak ill about other people, we start to annoy other people, we get on other people's nerves, and other people, they get on our nerves. Sometimes we tend to become a little bit rough in our speech, we tend to become a little bit noisy, and God forbid if a fight breaks out, a verbal fight of course, then we just blow ourselves up and anything and everything comes out of our tongues. Here the Holy Prophet is not only warning us and telling us and giving us a heads up, he's giving us this advice in advance that, listen, do not speak ill of others, do not be rough, do not be noisy, do not be grumpy, do not be grouchy, do not pick a fight with somebody else. And matter of fact, if somebody picks a fight with you, then just tell them, I am fasting, remain silent, protect yourself from the sins of the tongue, especially in this holy month of Ramadan.
With hope in our eyes, we search through the skies, waiting for our own friend. With loved ones nearby and our spirits high, a blessed time we'll spend in both love and in fear to Allah we draw.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode and another great tip, Fi amanillah, and God bless you all.